Good evening, everyone. First and foremost tonight, I want to offer the deepest, most heartfelt congratulations to each and every one of you. You did it. 90 days ago, you had the option of participating in Killjay or not, and you said yes. And guess what? Tonight, you are here. Still sitting. Any long retreat, and life itself is a journey into the unknown. It's full of twists and turns, ups and downs, hope one moment, discouragement the next. 90 days ago, you might have really struggled over whether or not to participate. And on that first evening, you may have felt like you were setting out on this journey by yourself, surrounded by other people who you imagined were setting out on this journey by yourself. Hopefully, after these 90 days, you realize that we've been doing it all together all along. That's the meaning of together action. And that's the meaning of Sangha. In this practice, there always seems to be another banana peel around each corner. And each time we slip on one of those proverbial banana peels, our practice is to dust ourselves off, stand up, and just try again. And here at the end of this 90 days, each of us obviously has found a way to navigate through that period right to this very moment. So I'm going to keep my talk short, but I want you to remember that tonight is a celebration of you for saying yes in the first place and taking time to investigate this great question that we call Zen, but this question that's beyond words. Tonight's also a celebration of our Blue Heron / Golden Wind Sangha for the support we give each other that makes it possible for us to do this each year. And let's face it, how many of us would be able to do this on our own? So thank you, Sangha. I think it's kind of a shame that Blue Heron, Golden Wind seem, because the limitations of language seem to be two things, because I don't feel that way about it. I'm really, really just so moved by the number of people from Golden Wind who have participated in this virtual Zoom-based Killjay this year. And I feel so close to all of you. So thank you for that. And it's also a celebration of this rare, important tradition, which we practice, that continues to unfold even over the centuries right up to this present moment. So we all know today's the last day of Killjay. And that means it's the beginning of something called Heijay. You already know that Killjay means tight dharma, and you can probably guess that Heijay therefore must mean loose dharma. Through the centuries, Buddhist monastics have divided the year into four periods. They spend 3 months in the winter and the summer in formal retreat, literally in what over the last few years, we would call lockdown at a single temple and practice from morning to night for 90 days. That is tight dharma. And then for the 3 months in the spring and the fall, their schedules are less structured, loose dharma. They might travel back to their homes and birth families or visit other temples. The reason I bring it up is that now that we're beginning this Heijay period, the question before us is, what is the true meaning of loose dharma. I'll give you a hint. It doesn't mean that you're free to do whatever you want now that Kilche is over. Zen Master Sung San said this about loose dharma in a talk he gave on the last day of Kilche many years ago. He said, quote, "If we loosen, then we have to loosen everything. Everybody has things they're attached to. So now it's necessary to let go of those things. If you cannot let go of all of these attachments, then you cannot solve the great work of life and death." Originally, when we come into this world, we're empty-handed. Also, we go empty-handed. But many people find something, they grab onto it, hold it, and attach to it. So I ask you all, whatever you're holding, let it go. Originally, nothing can bind us. But because we are binding ourselves, we feel like we're in a prison. If we let go of everything in our mind, if we let go of our attachments, then even if our body dies, our true self does not die. End quote. Wonderful words. So this hard training that you've been doing for the last 90 days, whether you recognize it or not, has already loosened some of these attachments that you have. But maybe after all of this time, you feel worn out from all the practice you've been doing. Maybe right now, all you want to do is down that entire jumbo bag of kettle chips, the ones with the Himalayan sea salt, and just take a break from it all. But instead, what if you just had a few chips, or let's say half a bag at most? What if you eased your foot off the Dharma gas pedal just a little bit, but still kept your practice going? Shining the Dharma light that's radiating from you onto your friends and family, your community and the world. You might be surprised at what can happen. Thank you. So tonight, as always, on the last evening of Kilche, we're going to have a circle talk. I know we just had a circle talk a couple of days ago at the end of our last 3-day retreat, but tonight, let's do it again, but really focus on your Kilche experience. So please feel free to let us know how Kilche went for you. One thing that Sansanim and Jeff Popesnin and Popesnin and I also want to hear is some feedback on how this year's Kilche went for you on a personal basis. What did you respond to? What did you not respond to? How was this year's theme of body, breath, heart, and mind for you? Was there anything that really stood out for you that you connected with from any of the workshops? And if you have any thoughts about future things that we might consider, feel free to let us know that. Also, especially in this year where I know it was extra hard for people due to the pandemic and the isolation that came from that, the fact that the physical Zen center was not open most of the time, I'd really love to know if you connected with your Dharma buddies and what you might have done and how that went. So I'm going to hand it back to head Dharma teacher John, and he can choose what order to go in. But again, thank you so much for your hard training.